Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Israeli forces have stopped 13 boats carrying foreign activists and aid bound for Gaza, but 30 boats are continuing to sail towards the Palestinian enclave. In an updated press release, March to Gaza Luxembourg has confirmed that Mia Mia, the boat carrying Luxembourgish participant Nora Rosa Fellens-Huberti, is still at sea. Organisers have denounced the raid as a war crime, while Turkey condemned it as an act of terror, and protests have erupted in Italy and Germany. In Luxembourg too, a demonstration is planned today outside the Foreign Ministry, starting at 12:30 p.m. In national news, the Luxembourg Air Rescue was in use yesterday for a spectacular rescue in Berdorf, when a person had to be winched out following a climbing accident. The LAR, in collaboration with a specialist team from the CGDIS Rescue Services, reached the place where the climber had fallen, and the patient was quickly evacuated and taken to Etelbruck. A train strike is taking place across France today. Luxembourg's rail operator CFL is warning the strike will have repercussions for commuters to and from Luxembourg. According to current information, the disruptions will particularly affect regional trains on the Luxembourg-Thionville-Metz line. At present, TGVs running on the same line are not affected by the strike action. In other news, efforts to swiftly end the US government shutdown collapsed yesterday as Democrats in Congress went home without resolving a funding standoff with President Donald Trump, and the White House has threatened public sector jobs. Rescuers have said there are no signs of life under the wreckage of a collapsed Indonesian school where 59 people are still missing. Hundreds of students, most of them teenage boys, were inside the boarding school when it collapsed on Monday. At least five students have been killed. And according to Forbes magazine, billionaire Elon Musk, the world's richest person, is nearly halfway to becoming the planet's first trillionaire. The Tesla and SpaceX CEO became the first person to achieve a net worth of $500 billion briefly, as the shares in his electric vehicle company rebounded from his clumsy stint in politics amid other gains. For more of these stories and for the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, and title holders Paris Saint-Germain came from behind to beat Barcelona 2-1 with a last-minute goal in the Champions League last night, while Manchester City had to settle for a 2-2 draw in Monaco. Elsewhere, there were comfortable wins for Arsenal, beating Olympiacos 2-0, and Newcastle, beating Union Saint-Gilloise 4-0. Naples and Borussia Dortmund were among the other teams to claim victories on the second match day of the league phase. And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz has added his voice to the criticism and pulled out of the Shanghai Masters with physical issues, as the packed schedule for elite tennis players came under renewed scrutiny this week. This week saw a raft of matches end prematurely at the China Open. Five players retired from their matches in Beijing with injury on Monday alone.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
After a foggy and cold start, we're now in for a pretty sunny, clear and dry day. Temperatures should reach around 10 to 11 degrees by lunchtime, rising to 13 to 14 degrees in the afternoon.